I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I love. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home where my thoughts are escaping. Home where my music's playing. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home where my thoughts are escaping. Home where my music's playing. Home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Thank you. morning, Massachusetts.
Wow, here we are back again. This is the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, it's a very
that took so much energy out of me, honestly, to say that. But it is an exciting day.
It's exciting.
You want to tell us why, Georgia?
Well, it's an exciting day, but it's also a sad day because Sarah's going home.
Plain emoji.
Plain emoji home. And I'm going home tomorrow. And yeah.
And that's that. So enjoy the show. No, I tweeted this morning. Just the pep in my step that I've had these past couple days. Just like past couple days, I mean yesterday and today. Just knowing that I'm leaving today, I'm like, wow, never been happier, so excited. But also, I was just walking here, like, from DeWick, and I was like, wow, kind of sad. I had this thought.
It is a really pretty day. I feel like if I was leaving yesterday, I would have been like, yeah, but I'm leaving or if I was leaving today, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah. If I feel like if I left this weekend when it was, like, raining, I would have been like, okay, yeah, like, get me out of here, please. And I still do feel that way, but, like, when I left Arabic, like, the academic quad just looked so pretty. And it just, I felt very collegiate being like, oh my God, let me walk across the quad. Wow, crazy. And I mean, I had this thought as if it was like an original thought, like while I was walking here. I was like, wow, really, nothing makes you appreciate a place like leaving it, huh? Mm-hmm. And then I thought that, I was like, I'm so profound. And I was like, so many things have been about that. Like, I'm not the first person to have, like, felt this way.
But you're the first person to be you and feel that way.
So true. Thank you. But I just
never
limit
yourself.
I mean, you know when, like, you know something, but then you, like, feel it to be true? Like, those two things are very different. And it was, like, one of those moments where I was like, that is true. And that is how I feel right now. Like, I felt a little bit like, oh, sad. But also, we're leaving for, like, such a short amount of time that...
Yeah, it's a ridiculous like, it doesn't short matter. Amount of time.
Yeah. Like, it's fine. And then, I mean, we were talking about this last week, but, like, we get back, and then we have, like, 2 weeks left, and then we leave again. It's crazy. Crazy town, it's, USA.
I feel like the finals season is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have one test, and it's the 17th of December.
That's whack.
And, like, until then, it's...
No.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, it's just every man just for himself.
Every man for himself.
But, that is what it's like on these streets.
But then there's some people who have, like, a lot of tests.
Oh, we have our special guest, Alyssa Vargas-Levine. I don't think the microphone's on. Difficulties, but she's here. And she, you know, the idea of having a lot of tests resonated with her.
Yeah, she tapped her nose.
Yes.
As if to say.
That, you know, it's almost as if she was, you know, snapping in solidarity. Thank you. So, yeah, we're just going to play some tunes that... I mean, I know that we did an episode that was, like, tunes that remind us of home. I feel like it's not exactly that. It's, like, songs that kind of remind us of going home, perhaps, or just songs that we like now. I don't know.
I did some of that, but I picked a couple songs that were by either off the same album or by the same artist that were on our coming to school episode.
Ooh.
And then I took some and I was like, these are like going away from school songs also, like in the same vein.
Wait I didn't do that. I like that idea.
I was gonna go through and pick one, try to pick one from each artist, but I was like, I don't know,
that could also be like a cool like end of the semester kind of wrap up. Anyway,
a mirror image.
That's true. Well, I feel like I chose songs that like, I don't know, kind of encompass the feeling of sort of like going back home. I feel like Homeward Bound is, you know,
classic. I actually have a really fun memory of listening to that song. It was on the radio when my dad was driving me to Austin High School, Loyal Forever, Go Maroons.
Go Maroons.
My dad was driving me to Austin High School at like 4 a.m. to catch a bus to go to a swim meet, and that song came on the radio, and I was just like, oh, I wish I was going home right now.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Anyway.
Good times. Anyway, we're gonna get on with the tunes. Up next is M79 by Vampire Weekend.
This is one of the ones that I picked because it was like a mirror.
And just like great song.
And it's also a good song.
Please enjoy.
Mm-hmm. line. I'll ride across the park, backseat on the 79. Wasted days you come to pass.
Same way you showed me. Yeah. cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regard dear. It's all downhill from here. Real life, I don't know how I was. I'm cheap,
Hello, and I.
Okay, I hate that I just say that on air. We have to edit that out.
We have to wait.
We have to edit it out in post.
Record scratch. Anyway, I love being good at the radio.
You are okay. Good at the radio.
I still don't know how to answer a call on the air. Did know how to do that at some point, and now I don't.
I answered a call the other day from a wonderful local in Somerville, I believe, and I was subbing for someone else, and it was probably 10:45 at night, and he wanted to hear Country Roads, Take Me Home.
And he was right.
And he heard it, because I...
And he did.
You know what? I'll play that for you, sir.
I mean, anytime. I think we should just do an hour where we're playing that over and over.
Yeah.
We should have put that in this playlist.
Dang it.
Sad. Anyway, Thanksgiving. What are your thoughts?
I think I'm going to voice my thoughts after I read a very short PSA. On a little more positive note.
Okay.
I do like this PSA. It's Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA.
Oh.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow. Thanks, Georgia.
Especially on a beautiful day like today. Like,
today's so beautiful.
Just go outside, you know. Some of you might have to go to class. Just take a nice little ride to class.
Take a little stroll.
A little stroll.
Like this morning.
I said ride thinking about the Joey. Don't take the Joey to class.
Well, I was about to say this morning.
But sometimes it is nice.
Like woke up with enough time to take the Joey up to Olin to Arabic. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk. It's so nice out. I'm going to walk. And you know what I did? I walked.
That's a beautiful story.
I walked all the way up that hill.
I try to save my Joey rides for, like, when I'm in dire need.
Yeah.
Or else I'll just take it every day.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of the times when I'm trying to go to Arabic, I'm in dire need.
Because
it's, like, 8:30. I wake up. I'm like, what would I rather do than go to Arabic? Like, literally anything, you know? So sometimes I'm like, sometimes I just need to take the Joey.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I can get myself to class. You know? Just me? Cool. Anyway, just wanted to throw
I'm nodding.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
What a weird holiday. We talked about it in my Arabic class.
Hmm.
We had to, like, explain it in Arabic, and it was one of those moments where I was like, this is so, like, so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like any holiday is, like, odd, and, like, any tradition just feels, like, random, but, like, such a weird... I mean, obviously, for so many reasons... Like,
there's
bad and horrible,
this.
But, like, I'm just thinking about, like, the modern-day traditions of it. It's, just, like, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one time a year we eat turkey, and, like, then Black Friday is after.
Yeah, I
mean,
feel like...
Maybe not the... I feel like we eat sliced turkey and, like, sandwiches, but, like, that's different. You know what I mean.
Yeah. You're not just, like, baking a turkey. And, like, that's the thing, like, with my family, is that, like, this time of year... is because, like, we don't really do, like, some people do, like, a full, like, Christmas dinner thing, which I feel like, I don't know, I mean I don't personally know, like, a ton of people who do it, but just, like, people, like, make, like, Thanksgiving-esque food on Christmas Eve, and, like, my family doesn't do that, so there's just, like, very specific food for just this one time of the year that we eat.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Like, fun.
And for why?
Like, what is the purpose? You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's interesting because, like, my parents are immigrants, so I feel like they don't have, like, direct connection to, like, the horrible history of this holiday. I mean, we're all connected by, like, virtue of living here, but, like, you know, my ancestors weren't, like, colonists. So I feel like in that way we're not as connected. But I'm like, why do we celebrate it, you know? Like, it feels very random for my family to celebrate it, and it feels like one of those things where, like, my dad really loves football, and I feel like that was one of his things where he's, like, he immigrated here, and he's like, I'm American. I need to, like, celebrate this, or, like, take part in this tradition.
Yeah.
And I feel like for my family, it's sort of, like, I don't know, representing our Americanness, which is just interesting. I'm like, why do we have to prove it?
Yeah. You know?
I mean, it also is just, like, a fun time to, like, be with family, but I feel like we can do that whenever.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, like, when I was, like, ever since I've been, like, a kid, like, starting in, like, the Thanksgiving into the Christmas season has always been, like, my favorite time of year because I love, like, being with my family, eating like the food that we have on Thanksgiving, and just like, I mean, like there's so many things, like a lot of my family has like birthdays around mm-hmm. this time, and like we celebrate like my parents' anniversary and all this stuff.
Cute.
But like I feel like I enjoy like the totally non like I guess like American traditions of Thanksgiving. Like the part that I like, it's always about like what my grandmother makes and like setting up all the, you know, all the tables, and we have like the little dishes and stuff. Or like my great grandmother, when we have it at her house, like she always wants to watch the dog show because they have like,
that's so cute.
The dog show,
yeah,
like in
the puppy bowl, right?
Yeah. Or well, the puppy bowl, but there's also different. Like
the dog, like the dog show. Oh,
I don't know what it's called. It's like the kennel.
No, I've never watched that. I thought you meant like the puppy Super Bowl. That's I watch.
Like the one where they get a trophy.
Yeah. Oh, right. Obviously. Duh. I mean, I will be watching the Puppy Bowl. So.
Or like watching like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade mm-hmm. because the balloons and because they have like the little shows and they have the Rockettes like do the kick line and stuff. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I like this holiday because I'd like spending time with my family. But then I'm also like, but this holiday exists initially because of like genocide.
Yeah.
And then also now it's established as essentially just like this, like, I don't know, like this point on the timeline where it's like now we're in full capitalism mode.
Right.
And like literally
from now until like New Year's.
Fun fact, I know this because one time I watched this documentary about Thanksgiving, but the reason it's the fourth Thursday in November, like as a mm-hmm. set day, is because it was, I don't exactly know how people decided what day Thanksgiving was before, but it was like too random and they wanted to have a the government wanted to have a specific start for the Christmas shopping season.
Right.
So like they put a fixed day on it so that the Christmas shopping season would always start about the same
time. And they were
time.
Like, let's just slap a holiday onto that too, like, to trick people.
This is like the most American holiday to exist because we're talking about the erasure of culture and also making a lot of money.
Exactly. Like it's the most American thing.
Which
crazy.
Don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like that at all. but I mean, it's interesting because it's that, but then it's also like happy to spend time with family most of the time, and it just is, you know, it's happy and sad and horrible. It's just like all of the things, and I feel like this next song goes along with that. Okay, transition.
We encourage everyone to have a responsible and a reflective Thanksgiving.
Yes,
and a happy thoughtful. Time with your family.
A thoughtful Thanksgiving. Yeah. Share some thoughts on colonialism at your family dinner this holiday.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
Make people uncomfortable. That's the only way they're going to learn.
Wow. T. Anyway, I feel like coming back home, generally, is always like a bittersweet kind of feeling. And this song, like, really makes me think about, like, the last time I was home, like, my life was so different than it is now.
Yes. And it was only, like, 4 months
ago.
And
it was only four. Like, yeah. Just in a lot of ways. And I feel like this song touches on, like, relationship-wise, like, kind of coming back to a place where, like, the last time you were there, you were in a relationship. Like, that's, you know, that kind of resonates with me. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you know, thinking about that. And I don't know, this song, like, explains it better than I can. So, let's just play it.
Let's hear it.
For the final time, my room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping, for my soul's heaving to the cold and winter to last. Clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches, little chocolate bars, and for little kids, I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. And I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Turn away. say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember.
There's no login stopping a song like 20 seconds in.
True. Ever. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we just did.
And even if there was, what are they going to do about it?
True. We're just rule breakers, I guess. You could say that. Wow. Any last thoughts before you have to skedaddle?
To yeah, Japanese? I have to ski.
Freaking daddle, bro. So funny.
Last thoughts. Love that song, Breakfast at Tiffany's. We've played it here before. I feel like that was like one of our first episodes.
I think so too. Yeah.
Very nostalgic.
But, you know, nice to bring it back. Good. Yeah.
Sarah and I were just talking about how nice it's going to be to sleep in our own beds.
Like, doesn't it hit so different? Like, that first night of sleep in your own bed. Wow.
I can't even.
Impeccable. I can't even describe.
Can't even describe how
good. Me and
Georgia
were saying, like, just knocked out on sight. like so
I take those glasses off and I'm just, like, on the bed.
It's amazing. Wow, so excited for that. What else are you excited for at home?
I am excited to see my cat.
Yay!
Very excited.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see my parents. This is the longest I've gone without seeing them. Yeah. I'm excited to see them. Excited to see my siblings. I haven't seen them in a while, obviously since August.
Yeah.
Duh. Excited to drive my car. Wow, that's gonna be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends from home is picking me up from the airport tonight. That's gonna be really fun.
It's gonna be so nice.
Wow. Yeah, it's sad because it's such a short break, but you know.
But still, like the little breaks are worth it.
Yeah, too. Yeah. You know, it's the little things in life.
Yeah.
I think we're the first people to say that, right?
Yeah, should that's great. We're the first trademark? People who are us to say that.
Wow. Stabs. Bars. Bars.
Bars.
Anyway.
Bars.
Well, have a great class.
Yeah,
I guess.
Keep playing the song that we just
that we started for 20 seconds and then stopped. Yeah. Unless we should keep doing that. Okay. Cool.
Goodbye, Medford. Have a thoughtful break.
Sad. Why does this feel so, like, sad?
It's not.
It's so fun. We're just being babies.
We're just baby.
We are baby. And with that, we will play the song.
Yeah.
Cool.
that's left behind is someone I don't mind. I'm dying with.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, when you call, I've forgiven that fight. Because all of the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us.
Come home to my heart. son of my salvation. As Hathaway Jones would have made it his own fate. Fly by the wings of your creation. On the top of your head there is a poem. The thought in my head, oh God only knows, as everything else will disappoint you. I'm getting so old. I followed the light to the city of roses.
Making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.